Video: James Carville torches Harris campaign for almost unfathomable damage inflicted on Democrat brand. By Amy Furr on December 1, 2024. Democrat fundraisers are ticked off after Vice President Kamala Harris, D, lost the election to Donald Trump, according to veteran Democrat strategist James Carville. During Thursday's episode of Politics War Room, Carville criticized Harris's campaign, saying, "The resistance is going to have trouble raising money. These fundraisers are burned," The Hill reported Saturday. "They're really pissed now, and the damage that the 2024 campaign has done. The damage that this decade has done to the Democratic brand is almost unfathomable," he continued. A few days after the election, Breitbart News reported that Harris's campaign was apparently still asking donors for money. The outlet also noted, sources said Harris's campaign fell $20 million in debt during the last week of her campaign. The Harris campaign raised nearly $1.5 billion, Harris told donors and the Democratic National Committee's DNC finance directors during a call Tuesday, The Hill article said. Carville explained that as concerns mount regarding finances, leadership may decide to audit her campaign, Future Forward, and the DNC to let people know what has taken place. "But I'm telling you, without complete transparency, the campaign, we think, raised $1.5 billion. Okay, we know that Future Forward, the last we saw, was $900 million, so we can assume that they got to $1 billion before election. That's $2.5 freaking billion, Carville said. He then questioned if anyone knew where the money went and said he knew places to look. Social media users were quick to share their opinions on Carville's comments. One person stating, "You know you suck as a candidate when $2.5 billion can't buy you the presidency." Democratic Party seems to be fading as fast as the legacy media. Almost like they're linked and going down together, another user wrote. It is interesting to note that many Democratic National Committee, DNC, staffers were unhappy after being laid off recently. Their union was furious over the way they had been treated and created a relief fund to help those former workers, Breitbart News reported Tuesday.